makes me really happy to see all of the people in this community walking in with smiles on their faces. I'm watching the kids walk through and lead their families around. Just so proud of their new school, and it makes me so happy. I love to see that pride on their faces.
Sometimes kids don't necessarily want to go back to school in the fall, but I'm guessing a lot will here.
Oh, I think so. I think they are so excited to return to school this year. Even the ones that are a little bit hesitant at times, I think they're excited to come back. And I'm excited to see them. I think it's a great chance for a restart after the past couple of years. There's been so much negativity because of the pandemic and everything, and a lot of kids struggled going through that. And I think that this is just going to provide that boost of morale that they really all need coming back into the new school year to make just a really good start focused on education.
For any students who were not here tonight or their parents, what can they expect next week?
Well, next week, our first day on Tuesday is for freshmen only, so it's freshman orientation. So we will be here to guide the students towards their first period classes so that they don't get lost. And then throughout the day, the teachers will be instructing them as they go from class to class on the different rules and things associated with high school, because this is new to them, you know, even more so than just the building, but high school in general is new for them. And then the next day of school, the same thing when the remainder of the students return, 10th through 12th graders, you know, we'll be here to guide them to their first period classes, and their first period teachers will have their schedules and provide them with some instruction during the day as to how to navigate the building and expectations. We're also going to have class meetings that first week of school, just to sit down and talk with the students as a group to explain some of the new things and opportunities that they have here.
I've taken a walk through different parts of the school, modern technology, production labs upstairs. You've got to be happy about that.
I am so excited. So, I mean, I think we did a really great job with technology in our old building, but it was always a struggle to try to give students the latest updated version of things in a building that wasn't designed for technology at all. So now that we have this building here that is built for that purpose, it will be so much easier to upgrade and continually keep up with new technology. I'm especially excited about the production lab, which is right over behind us here. That's a TV production studio, and so we have two teachers teaching that as a team. Teaching students like some real world skills of how to do video, how to put video together, things that I don't even understand myself, but they're going to be learning it.
A big selling point to the crowd tonight was the air conditioning.
Yes. Oh, goodness. So August and September are always so difficult because the buildings just get so hot. Once they get hot, they just hold that heat. So having the air conditioning here will make it so much easier for students to come in and learn and actually focus. I know that the South Amherst building, because it was multi-storied, was especially intense on the upper floors for the heat. So now that the middle school students are in the high school, even on those hottest days, it won't be quite as difficult for them.
106,000 square feet. How many students here, and is it 9 through 12?
It is a 9 through 12 building. We have about 600 students, and about 100 or so of those students either attend the JVS or attend college full time. So we should have about 500 students in the building.
And then one last thing, a message from you to anyone involved in the process, the parents, the supporters, the levies, campaigners, your message to them.
Oh, my message to them is that, it's a lot of work. And it takes a lot of perseverance and just countless hours of tireless effort, but the reward at the end is so worth it. If you are getting discouraged, stay the course, because you will achieve your dream, and once that happens, you will be so happy.